Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Senate Democrats dismissed both the impeachment articles for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. House Republicans had pushed them to remove him from office for his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Joining us live on our line to Washington, it's ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, this Senate vote went along party lines. Besides being outraged, where do Republicans go from here?
Well, they argue that it's a bad mistake for history, that it sets a bad precedent that weakens the impeachment power in the Constitution. Democrats say Republicans have done that by, in the House, passing two articles of impeachment over what essentially amounts to a policy dispute with the Homeland Security Secretary. It's the Republican allegation that Alejandro Mayorkas has failed to enforce the immigration law and that he lied to Congress about his efforts to enforce immigration law. But at the end of the day, Democrats have the majority in the Senate. The body was never going to vote to convict and oust the cabinet secretary, which would have required 67 votes. So on the party line vote that you describe, Ian, yesterday, the Senate ruled that the two articles of impeachment were unconstitutional because they didn't make allegations that rose to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors as specified in the Constitution. So it was over before it began. 3 hours after the Senate was sworn to sit as a court of impeachment, they signed the oath book. It was all over.
Go ahead, Carol. I'm sorry.
Mayorkas is going to testify before a Senate committee today. What is he testifying about, and what can we expect?
Well, this is a regular appearance of the Homeland Security Secretary on Capitol Hill for oversight and budgetary purposes. This happens regularly, and I expect that this will be an opportunity for Republicans to try to hammer the Homeland Security Secretary for the all of the things they've been talking about over the last couple of years with immigration. I think that ultimately Mayorkas will try to make the argument that his department is doing all it can and that it's incumbent upon the Congress to pass new laws, if it desires, to change the situation and make it easier for the administration to, for example, turn away those who would come to the border and seek asylum. Under current law, Mayorkas would say, the administration's hands are tied, that the courts have ruled that the administration has no choice but to offer migrants seeking asylum the opportunity, and that the system is simply backlogged because so many have taken that opportunity. There has been a bipartisan push, as you know, to try to reform all that, but it fell to the side in the Senate, that Republicans filibustered it in the Senate. Now the question is, will President Biden take executive action, which Republicans say he should have been doing all the while, that would empower Border Patrol officials to turn people away? And there's been reporting that the president's been considering doing that, much to the ire of immigrant rights supporters.
Stephen, thanks. That's ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy live on our line to Washington.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.